If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good morning. This is Connery, Sean Connery. And you might think that I'm just another sophisticated yet rugged Scottish movie star. And you'd be right. What's my secret? The truth is, I can't start my day without listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, they're a lot funnier than Dr. No and Blofeld. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Don't worry, that's we usually play this when I'm giving away my wonderful thing of the week. But, just maybe a reminder, get at thebigshow.com and get your name in the hat to win a sunglass holder paracord. Top of that, what's that part of the shotgun shell called that's on there?
The primer. Yeah, it could be. It's the part that goes boom before the stuff goes out.
It is tucked in a leather cigar case. And you can win both. You're out in the woods, from the sun out of your eyes, want to keep your cigars dry. Okay,
that's
covered.
Very nice. Yes.
Okay. Quick national days. National Awkward Moments Day.
Ah, like this. Yes, we're having one now.
National Lacy Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Huh?
What's a lacy oatmeal cookie?
I know that they're really hard and thin. Okay. Have you seen those? Okay, you'll see them around holiday times and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Crunchy. They're good. Nice. Truest. Yeah.
National Sloppy Joe Day. All right.
Got what's in a Sloppy Joe?
Covered.
Manwich.
Which is a Booger Branch beef.
Ew.
And, how did you get that? I mean, you're real generous with the eggs, but.
Yeah. I am bringing some eggs to work about every week to check it on.
They are good.
Yeah. Stuff.
Farm fresh.
I can't be giving away steaks.
I don't blame you.
Understood.
Maybe a little burger enough for a Sloppy Joe. All right, we'll all have a Sloppy Joe Joe Day. All right, then. And we got 3 days in this are saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out and get the winning beginning. All right. We're going to give it away. 4 contests a day starting right now. Big Joe's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Outburst winner gets a Southern East Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues, like during a thunderstorm, or Minnie Pearl, for some reason, when I get a text, she goes, oh, that freaks out, bro.
Wow.
All right, so let me give me a pack of them bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern East Pets. Our first loser. I'm taking them home, all right?
All right.
SouthernEastPets.com. Look for their link at TheBigShow.com. Use code JBB. Get an exclusive offer. Maybe I'll try that. All right, then. Let's look at our 3 dates in history. Where we'll get our categories. It was March 18th, 1961. Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy, was born. What was it, like a little donut hole at first?
I don't know how
I popped out. Blop, blop.
Didn't see his baby pictures. I have no idea.
Popping fresh. All right. Move up to 1970. The NFL adopted a rule that required all players' names to appear on the back of their jerseys. The rule had been borrowed from the merging AFL. Wow, they first put names on a jersey. What do they think of next? 2001, workers equipped with a bulldozer, face mask, and a court order have removed 154 tons of garbage from a man's home. He was living outside Madrid, Spain. The job took 2 weeks with 30 truckloads of trash hauled away from the house and surrounding lot. Police said the 58-year-old resident who repeatedly refused requests to clean up the place lived in a tiny compartment in the back and reached it through a tunnel carved out of the garbage.
Dang.
And now it's a very popular show on cable.
Mm. That's Orders. The truth. A lot, yeah. lot of people have, lot, that, have that problem. Of,
yeah, yeah, it's called Randy's Wife. Man.
Same thing. Oh. He's surrounded by, of course, all the stuff I've saved. At least I'm giving it away now.
Well, I mean, your wife takes care of it a lot.
That yeah. I don't know about. Yeah. yeah, just like y'all at work.
Yeah.
Throwing away stuff what? I don't know about. All right. Well, there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. Your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Monday, March 18th. Said you're kicking the work week off. Tomorrow will be officially springtime.
Hey, man.
Hey, check out our featured track from the Big Show Big Box today, Murray. Corporate mergers we'd like to see. Search for keyword merger, hit the Big Box app. TheBigShow.com, and right now.
Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Craig from Mount Carmel, Tennessee.
Craig.
Good morning, Craig.
Hey, right. Good morning to you.
I think some guys would pay to have Tater scream their name.
I think some guys have.
You don't know me.
Good thing Barry in the booth can't go over the air. He's just
oh, he's
talking
one of
my,
them.
In my headphones.
Don't talk that way.
All right, Craig, well, welcome in here, buddy. Glad you made it
yeah,
in.
How you doing?
We all yeah. good. Okay, well, you ready to go?
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it then. First category, give us 3 food mascots. Ready, go.
Jolly Green Giant, Tony Tiger, and Pillsbury Doughboy.
All right, very good. All right, Craig, now in 5 seconds, 3 parts of an NFL uniform. Ready, go.
Helmet, yep. Helmet, shoulder pads, and jersey.
Bam, bam, bam. And for the win, 3 things you throw in the garbage. Ready, go.
Yep. paper towels, bad food, and empty soup cans.
There you go. Rock some soup, huh? Well, Craig, you got the Southern East Pets Pack. I hope you got a dog or something that you love over there in Mount Carmel.
Well, if I don't, I know plenty of people do.
Attaboy. He's just assuming you live alone because of the soup can thing.
Nah, I like my soup.
I'm with you, Craig. All right, my boy, you hang on. Jackie, hook you up.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Time for your news on the other side. Our Monday morning song from the pride of East Texas. That'd be Robert Earl King. You know you don't want to be swerving first thing Monday morning. Big Show on the radio. Back to Big Show members, Robert Earl Keen and the band driving it, swerving this Monday morning, isn't it?
As done by Robert Earl Keen, his band live in the Big Show studio.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh yeah, come on, Jackie, get ready to sing, baby.
Sometimes all my days are filled with rain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn. I'm a shooting you the finger. Keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. The day you drove away, I thought I
never
could love another. How else could I feel? But now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see you're all tanked up. No one's at the wheel. You keep swarming in my lane. It's causing lots of danger. I'm a cussing out your name. I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road.
Oh, 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 Robert Earl Keen. Live at a Big Show.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. It was the Monday Morning Breakfast Theater. Action!
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Patient. As our story opens, a barefoot man wearing a loose hospital gown and dragging an IV stand slowly enters Tater O'Malley's Irish Pub in Dublin, Georgia. That's Dublin, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful outside in Georgia.
Oh, my word, you poor man. Let me help you to a seat there.
That's right neighborly of you, miss. It's nice to find somebody with a little sympathy. Oh,
precious Mother Mary, you wouldn't be coming from the emergency ward next door now, would you?
Oh, yeah, they had me cooped up over there for about a week, poking, prodding me, and running all sorts of tests. And about a half hour ago, some dang fool doctor finally came in and told me there was nothing they could do for me. Nothing.
Sweet merciful saints, you poor man. Well, that just sounds awful.
It was. I said, I know something I can do for me. Leave. So I did, and I saw this place, and I figured if I was done for, I might as well have a drink.
Oh, my. Are you sure that's a good idea?
It ain't, Skippy, I do. In fact, I think it's a real good idea. So bring me... six shots of Jameson Rare, four shots of Pappy Van Winkle, and a pint of Guinness.
Well, then, you want to be fighting me standing between a dying man and his final wishes? I'll get started on the shots.
I'll be right here watching.
The bartender pours the man's shots, then sets them down in front of him one by one, then turns to the Guinness tap and fills his mug.
All righty now, one pint of Guinness and... Oh, my stars! Have you already downed all those 10 shots?
I have, Missy, and with what I got, I shouldn't have.
Looky here, friend. I don't think St. Peter would be denying entrance to a poor soul because of his final wish.
Well, you wouldn't say that if you knowed what I got.
Tell me then, friend, what exactly is it that you've got?
$2.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Yes, Mr. Feasley, we've seen a bottle of Jameson Rare before, just not one stuck up there.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old male nurse say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Toodly, toodly, toodly.
Good morning, you got the big show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I didn't see you there. There, this is Professor Merwin Hannaday, head of Big Show Science and History Division, and you're listening to two boys who are destined to be history. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. When I say they'll be history, I didn't mean to imply a negative. I simply meant that what did I mean?
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. All right, today is one of those John Boy and Billy album Mondays. We ain't getting selected cuts off our Rough Cuts album. It was back in 02 when we was hunting down and taking out the Taliban. As always, we were keeping spirits high right here in the great United States of America. Keep an eye on what's going on over there. Hit it.
Believers, I am Big Al Qaeda,
and I am Big Al Jazeera,
and we're the co-managers of Taliban Motors in Kabul.
And have we got a sale for you?
As we all know, during the current emergency, Mullah Omar has encouraged us all to get out and spend some shekels to get our nation's economy moving again.
Taliban Motors is doing our part by declaring holy war against high automobile prices.
Come on out this Saturday for the mother of all emergency inventory clearance events.
We have almost seven. Make that almost six good, clean, pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now.
And they've all got to go to somebody at some price.
1982 Chrysler Cordoba, just 475,000 shekels.
1969 Roadrunner Edition Dodge Charger, price to move now.
Come on down for the lowest prices ever on your next car or dock.
You mean truck.
No, I mean dock. Incoming.
Plus, meet the wacky wake-up guy from Taliban Radio, Mumar in the Morning. He will be broadcasting live Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Plus, while they last, free pita burgers.
We'll be here till the last customer is served or until the Tomahawk missiles from the invaders destroy the showroom.
Taliban Motors on the Jihad Bypass near the railroad trestle.
Make that on the Jihad bypass where the railroad trestle used to be. Look at the big, thick cloud of black smoke.
Taliban Motors!
No shirt, no shoes, no
problem!
Tuesday only fish!
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. We got tracks off of our album, Rough Cuts. And yeah, Married Man featured on that album. Hang on. We'll get that episode in a sec. First, tell you, going to give away a Bull Snot prize pack on John Boy Jeopardy here in minutes. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull Snot makes sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America and go to brownox.com. Also, click on the banner when you hit thebigshow.com. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Hang on, Blade Warden Minutes, right now. Let's do it.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Got a wife and some kids, his whole life's on the skids. Hey there goes the married man. How's he feel? Listen, dude, this poor guy's really screwed. Hanging on by a thread, quart of milk, loaf of bread. Hey there goes the married man. Got a big gas grill, buys his clothes at the Gap, and he's just about had enough of this crap. Married man, friendly neighborhood married man. Life for him has no zing, wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man
As our story opens, the office idiots are gathered around the coffee machine at the start of another grueling day at Smithers Industries.
Yeah, and so the Lone Ranger says, Panto, you idiot, I said go to town and bring back a passy.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Bernie. Hey, did you hear the one about the Lone Ranger?
Sorry, Fred. I'm a little busy right now. College buddy, can I see you in my office for just a second?
Sure. Excuse me, Fred.
Yeah, later.
So, what's up?
Close the door. I've got some big news. You and I have been invited to join the NAAPC.
We have, but we're white guys.
No. The NAAPC. The National Association of Action-Packed Crime Fighters. The most influential superhero interest group in America. Very elite membership. Superman, Batman, Captain America, Spider-Man.
So how did we get in?
I saw an ad in the newspaper last week. The NAAPC is opening a new chapter and they're inviting all local superheroes to apply.
But married man, besides us, there aren't any local superheroes. Unless you count that little redheaded waitress that works at Al Sports Connection.
Exactly. We're a shoo-in.
How much does it cost?
$200.
$200? For what?
Well, we get discount admission to the annual convention. There's a quarterly newsletter, a members-only website. Oh, and we get a really cool window sticker that lets us park our crime-fighting vehicle in handicapped spaces without being towed. Of course, we have to actually be investigating a crime.
Yeah, but $200?
Hey, there's two of us. That's only like $100 a piece. Comes out to 27 cents a day. What do you say? You in?
Well, it would be cool to park in a handicap space every once in a while.
Okay, the audition is tonight at 8 o'clock. I'll pick you up around 7:30.
Okay, do I have to wear the suit?
It's a superhero meeting. Of course you have to wear the suit.
Well, can I wear my regular clothes and change into minivan on the way over?
What?
The old lady in the apartment next door looks at me funny sometimes.
College buddy, with great power comes great responsibility. That evening, married man and college buddy arrive for the meeting at a rundown warehouse on the seedy side of town.
This is it? What a dump!
Hey, a superhero group can't exactly book the Magnolia Room at the Holiday Inn.
Why not?
Insurance.
Huh?
Think about it. I mean, one of the X-Men gets hammered, fires a plasma bolt at some loudmouth at the bar, instant lawsuit.
Yeah, good point. So, which way do we go?
Well, look, there's a sign. Superhero meeting, first door on the left. Let's try that.
So, they have a big convention every year, huh?
Yeah, this year it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah? You think we'll get to meet Teen Queen?
Who?
Teen Queen, teenage superhero out in L.A. She's a pop singer by day, superhero by night, killer bod, wears his short little top, shows off her belly button.
College buddy, sometimes you are such a perv.
Welcome, married man. Welcome to your doom.
Great Caesar's goat. It's my arch enemy, divorced man.
Yes, it's been a while. What have you been up to lately? Wait, let me guess. Nothing. What a dusty old dump.
What's a foul evildoer like you doing at a meeting of a superhero group?
It was a trap, you idiot!
A trap? Holy hoodwink!
Holy hoodwink?
Look, first you call me an idiot, now you make fun of my colorful ad-libs. Do you want to be my partner or not?
Silence, you fools! I want your undivided attention when I destroy you. Now then, prepare to...
Could you excuse me for just a second? Hello? Hi, honey bunny. What's that? Pick up a couple of things at the Quick Mart on the way home? Listen, sweetie, I'm kind of tied up right now. Can I call you right back?
Holy hoodwink, indeed. Married man in the clutches of his arch enemy, and on a school night, no less. Tune in next time when we'll hear college buddies say...
Married man, I told you I didn't want to wear my outfit. My tights keep riding up, and I think I got prickly heat.
And divorced man say...
Well, you know, I use Gold Bond. Oh, you shut up!
Don't miss our next sphincter-tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw-up, you'll find the married man.
All right, offer up guts. Taliban Motors 2 will be coming up at the top of the hour, by the way. All right, well, let's play. John Boy Jeopardy, jump right in here. Good luck Googling this, says Randy. You probably said a better idea.
Yeah,
I got problems here.
You'll have to learn how to spell it.
Okay. Look it up. So this is what Gymnosophist, I should have read ahead. Gymnosophist.
There you go.
This is what gymnosophist wears to work.
Okay. Good luck.
Tater, any idea?
I know that's an athletic supporter.
Gymnosophist. I don't want to think about it. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. On the radio, I'd get confused. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bit Box, our agent Murray, with corporate mergers we'd like to see. Search for keyword mergers when you hit the bit box at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Ha!
And now a man who once came to work wearing pajama bottoms, a Duh-huh t-shirt, flip-flops, and a cape he borrowed from Ric Flair. It was picture day. Here's John Boy.
Good memories. Thank you. All right. Let's say to Thomas out of Greenwood, South Carolina. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, John Boy and gang.
Hey, buddy. Welcome. All right. Well, Randy says good luck Googling this. This is what gymnosophist wears to work.
John Boy, I'm going with butt naked in the nude.
You say they wear nothing to work. Let's see.
So they say.
Well, look at Thomas.
Damn you, spell check.
All right, Thomas, way to go. Yeah, and actually, they are philosophers that work in the nude.
That is right.
Philosophers?
Yes.
Philosophers.
The thinker?
Yes.
He looked like he was naked, didn't he?
He was.
Thomas might be one. Not
Maybe.
Many people would know that. All right.
How you doing?
How you doing, Thomas?
Hey, baby.
Hey. Oh, you're still down here. All right. Well, hold on, Thomas. Jackie, get that bull snot prize back that you just won, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, John Boy.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. 20 minutes away, we got an entry into the Diary of Gary Busey. Oh, day after. Yeah. Okay.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It's late at night, you're fast asleep, and a shadowy figure is about to break into your home. But you're protected.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Yes, it's the James Brown Home Security Alarm. The hardest working alarm in the safety business.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Designed by the godfather of home protection himself.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
The James Brown alarm protects you from burglars, vandals, peeping Tom. And if you act now, we'll include at no extra cost the patented James Brown Hot Pants Fire Alarm.
Ow! 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 Ah!
So put the Soul Patrol on your keyhole. With a James Brown home security system. You'll say,
I feel good.
John Boy and Billy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Brown.
Yeah, I just want to tell people, you know, thank God they got to be that easy. It's so funny that they use the bag and listen on instead of in the living room.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. This is Big Show on the radio for you Monday, March 18th. More off the John Boy and Billy album, Rough Cuts, at the top of the hour when our men and women of the U.S. military is hunting down the Taliban. Back in 02, right here supporting our boys around the world. Thank you.
Nailed it.
All right. That music. All right, come on. Here we go.
It's time for the Diary of Gary Busey.
Dear Diary, this is Gary O'Busey. At least that was what I was calling myself over the weekend. Crazy Frankie and I celebrated St. Patrick's Day like never before. Usually I save myself for Cinco de Mayo. Well, this year I was sweet on this little Irish chiquita named Lassie McHiggis. I had my heart set on shamrocking her world, but I didn't have her number or her address, but I knew she was going to be partying in the neighborhood. So the crazy one and I went on a pub crawl in West Hollywood. Emphasis on crawl. Green bear, stick it in your green rear. Feeling frisky, give me whiskey, peeing in the bushes. First stop on the list was little Wee Willie Whiskers, owned by a buddy of mine, an Irish-Jewish little person named Willie O'Weintraub. He was a stuntman for them Lord of the Rings pictures and was a stand-in for Stuart Little. He was selling half pints for a half buck and had a bunch of the tables in the place pulled back and leprechaun wrestling set up in the middle. We decided to take a gander while I was scoping the room for my future ex-Mrs. Busey. First match was Dinky O' Tripod squaring off against Shardy McSkidmarks. It wasn't a fair fight from the get-go. Shardy kept grabbing his shillelagh and poking Dinky in the dinky. The old ref was about as useless as a condom in a convent, so I had to step in. And I had just enough lager in my tank to feel froggy, so I jumped in the ring to lay down the law. Unfortunately, Shardy was less than reasonable. The last thing I remember was him using my pot of gold as a speed bag. I took that as a sign to move on. Come here, little feller. Gonna teach you a lesson. I'm the wrong feller to be messing. Next thing you know, I'm a sopraner because a munchkin is wailing on my nanner. Whack-a-mole! Once my voice come down back to normal, we walked a couple blocks over to Rosie O'Wady's, an Irish pub for big girls. Sign in the window said, Happy St. Fatty's Day. When I burst in the door, I suddenly forgot about Lassie McWhatsernubbins. It was like I died and gone to fair-skinned, red-haired, freckled cleavage heaven. They was all out there on the floor doing Irish jigs and that river dance high-stepping and I don't know what all. It was a perfect time to unleash the legendary Busey Boogie. I was gyrating and toe-tapping and singing along with the music. And we was a hit. We was riding the herd on a bevy of beefy beauties from the Emerald Isle.
Yeah!
On the way out the door, I finally saw my fair lady, Lassie McHiggis, making out with Shardy McSkidmarks between shots of Glenlivet out of his curly-toed shoe. So to get even, I went back to Deddy Kennedy's and hooked up with some wall-eyed Irish vampire with spare tires in her earlobes and a tattoo of a naked Liam Neeson field dressing a clown. Well, Diary, I got the ski down. Crazy Frankie and I are going to sneak into Colin Farrell's trailer and put exploding caps in his lucky strikes. Until next time, Diary, X's and O's, G Gary. Obusey.
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. Oh, listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on ye old Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
Morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Tracks off John Boy and Billy's Rough Cuts album. Back when we were chasing down the Taliban, we were here, Bugs Bunny and them. You know, we always said that. We treat our enemy like Bugs Bunny used to treat Hitler and the Nazis back in the day. You know, you got to do it like that. Thank you for the inspiration. All right, here we go.
Greetings, true believers. I'm Big Al-Qaeda.
And I am Big Al-Jazeera.
And we're the co-managers of Taliban Motors in Kabul.
And have we got a sale for you?
Looking for a good, clean, used car for the little woman?
Well, stop that. You know women are not allowed to drive cars.
If you've been putting off that new car or truck, now is the time to move.
It is our The Boss Has Fled Across the Border into Pakistan. They have all got to go. Sales event.
We still have almost six.
Make that almost five good, clean, pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now.
1974 Ford Mustang 2 GT, just 487,699 shekels.
And remember, we top the knot.
Saturday from 2 to 4, meet American Imperialist sponsor monger Monroe Fisher. He'll be signing copies of his new book, Tales from Underneath the Surface. Plus, free pita burgers while they last.
Taliban Motors on the Jihad Bypass at Three Hills Road. Make that on the Jihad Bypass at Two Hills Road.
Taliban Motors, the walking man's friend.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. The talk with was hunting down the Taliban when this album Rough Cuts came out. We got the Croc Stalker hunting down Taliban right here. Don't move. Coming up. Just let me tell you right quick about our prize pack, a Southern East Pets pack. It's like, you know, the dogs, when you have anxiety issues, like during a thunderstorm, well, you got to try these. Bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern East Pets. Just click on the link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB. Get an exclusive offer. All right, play 4 minutes.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.